ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 9, Text 13.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Daivin prakriti mashritaha.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving of the Lord, service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. So you may wonder why I've chosen to speak on the Bhagavad Gita when it is the appearance day of Srimati Radharani and we should be speaking on some higher topics. Well, to explain that, I will read from The Nectar of Devotion, which is also by Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada writes in The Nectar of Devotion, listen carefully, this is a comment on the verse of Bhagavad Gita just read. Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that devotional service attracts even Krishna. This is just at the beginning of the Nectar of Devotion, giving the definition and the benefits of pure devotional service. So 6 points are mentioned, and the 6th one is Sri Krishna Karshani. Devotional service attracts even Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. The symbol of devotional service is in the highest degree is Radharani. Krishna is called Madana Mohan, which means that he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of cupids. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can even attract Krishna. Therefore, devotees call her Madana Mohan Mohini, the attractor of Cupid. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. So this is all very nice, very suitable for Radhashtami. But what's it got to do with the Bhagavad Gita verse that we just read? Okay, that comes next. Srila Prabhupada continues. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of the Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So, being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. So this verse, that the Mahatmas are under the control of the divine potency, Srila Prabhupada informs us that means they're under the protection of Radha. So there's the link between Bhagavad Gita and topics of Radharani. I'm going to read... now I'm just going to be reading various topics about Radha. First of all, I'm going to read just one verse from Raghunath Das Goswami about the nectar of the names of Radha and Krishna. Radhe ti nama navasundara sidhu mugdham Krishne ti nama madhuradbhuta gardha dugdham Sarva kshanam surabhi ragahi me naramyam Kritvata daiva pibame rasane kshudarte. The translation is as follows. Raga, love, attachment to them, and drink this drink at every moment. Moving on to the Urdhvam Naya Tantra. Not such a well-known text. Amnai means the Vedas, and Urdhva means a high level. This is Sri Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraja, composed by Lord Shiva. So it is the king of prayers praying for a glance of Radha's mercy, composed by Lord Shiva. And it's called Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava Raja. And every verse, a four-line verse, finishes with the prayer to become the recipient of Radha's Kripa Kataksha. This is a glance of mercy. This is a well-known term among Vaishnavas who study Shastra. Kripa Kataksha. In South India also, the Sri Vaishnavas, they're also quite often use this term. So, this is a prayer by Lord Shiva, which I will recite. Munindra Vrindavandite Munindra Vrindavandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vaktra Pankajeni Kunja Bhuvilasini Vrajendra Bhanu Nandani Vrajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakarashya Siha Mankripa Kataksha Bhajana. Lord Shiva prays to Radha. O goddess worshipped by the kings of sages, O goddess who removes the sufferings of the three worlds. O goddess whose face is a blossoming lotus. O goddess who enjoys pastimes in the forest. You might say, well, how is it Radha? It could be Parvati, his own wife, or she also lives in a forest. But then, Vrajendra Bhanu Nandini, O daughter of Vrishabhanu. Well, that makes it clear. It's Radha. O companion of Vraja's prince, Vrajendra Sunu Sangate, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Yeah, kataksha means sidelong, just out of the corner of the eyes. Just even the slightest glance. The devotees, they pray, they aspire, they desire even the slightest sidelong glance of mercy from Radha. Ashoka vrikshavallari vitana mandapastite pravalavala pallava prabharunangri komale varabhayas puratkare prabhuta sambadalaye kadakarishyasihamankripakataksha bhajanam. O goddess, staying in a vine cottage by an ashok tree. O goddess, whose delicate feet are as splendid as red blossoms. O goddess, whose hand grants fearlessness. O abode of transcendental opulences, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Anangaranga mangala prasanga bhangura bhuvam sabhibramam sa sambramam driganta barna patanai nirantaram vashikrita pratiti nanda nandane kadakarishyasi hamam kripakataksha bhajanam. Kushikrata Prabhu in translating this, he follows a pattern of starting each verse by saying, O goddess who, playfully shooting the arrows of your glances from the curved bows of your auspicious, amorous eyes, by looking at Krishna, she shoots arrows of love, have completely subdued Nanda's son, Krishna. Balaram's also sometimes known as the son of Nanda, but that's not being mentioned here, not being indicated here. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Tarit suvarna champaka pradipta gaura vigrahe mukha prabha parasta koti sharadendu mandale vichitra chitra sancharachcha kaura shavalochane kadakarishyasihamam kripakataksha bhajanam. O goddess whose form is as splendid as champaka flowers, gold and lightning, these are all golden in color, champaka, yellow champak, gold and lightning. O goddess whose face eclipses millions of autumn moons. O goddess whose eyes are vichitra chitra, amazingly beautiful. Whose eyes are wonderful, restless young chakora birds. They are restless young chakora birds. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Madon madati yovane pramoda mana mandite priyanuraga ranjite kalavilasa pandite ananya dhanya kunja raja kama keli kovide kada karishya siha mankri pakataksha bhajanam. O young girl, slightly different here. O young girl intoxicated with passion, goddess decorated with cheerful, jealous anger. O goddess who passionately love your beloved Krishna. O goddess learned in playful arts. O goddess expert at enjoying amorous pastimes in the kingdom of the peerlessly opulent forest groves of Vrindavan. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Acheshahava bhava dhira hira hara bhushite prabhuta shatak kumbha kumbha kumbhi kumbha shustani prashasta mandahasya churna purna sokya sagare. I'll read that again because there was a mistake in the way it's written. Prashasta mandahasya churna purna sokya sagare. There are more mistakes. Kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. I'll read that again. Prashasta mandahasya churna purna sokya sagare. Kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess decorated with a pearl necklace of bold amorous hints. O goddess as fair as gold. O goddess whose breasts are great golden water pots. O ocean of happiness filled with the scented powders of gentle smiles. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Minala vala vallari taranga ranga dorlate. Latagra lasya lola nila lochanava lokane. Lalalulan milan manogya mugdha mohanashrite. Kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. Amazing, huh? Alliteration. O goddess whose arms are lotus stalks dancing on the waves. O goddess whose dark eyes are dancing vines. O playful, beautiful, charming goddess. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Suvarnam, suvarna malikanchita trireka kambhu kanthage. Trisutra mangali gona triratna diti dititi. Salola nila kuntala prasuna gucha gumpite. Kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess who wear a golden necklace on the three-lined conch shell of your neck. O goddess splendid with three jasmine garlands and three jeweled necklaces. O goddess whose moving locks of dark hair are decorated with bunches of flowers. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Nitamba bimba lamba mana pushpa mekhala gune prashasta ratna kinkirni kalapa madhya manjule karindra shunda dandi kavaroha sobha gaurake kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess who wear a sash of flowers on your curved hips. O goddess charming with a sash of tinkling jeweled bells. O goddess whose beautiful thighs punish the regal elephant's trunk. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Aneka mantranada manjunu puravaraskhalat. Samaja raja hangsa vangsha nikvarnati gaurave. Bilola hema vallari vidambi charu chankrame. Kada karishya siha mankripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess, whose anklets tinkling is more beautiful than the sounds of many mantras and the sound of many regal swans. O goddess whose graceful motions mock the moving golden vines, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Ananta koti Vishnu loka namra padma jarchite himadrija puloma javirinchi javara prade apara siddhi riddhi digda satpadanguli nakhe kada karishya siha mangripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess worshipped by Brahma, O goddess to whom millions of Vaishnavas bow down, O goddess who give blessings to Parvati, Shachi and Saraswati, O goddess whose toenails are anointed with limitless opulences and mystic perfections, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Svadheshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatishwari, Pramanas, Shashaneshwari, Rameshwari, Kshameshwari, Pramoda, Kalaneshwari, Vrajeshwari, Vrajadhipe, Shiradhike, Namostute. So you can see the verse has taken a somewhat different form, and so also does the translation. O Queen of Vedic sacrifices, O Queen of pious activities, O Queen of the material world, O Queen of the demigods, O Queen of Vedic scholarship, O Queen of knowledge, O Queen of the goddesses of fortune, O Queen of patience, O Queen of Vrindavan, the forest of happiness, O Queen of Vraja, O Empress of Vraja, O Sri Radhika, obeisances to you. Iti mamad bhutang stavang nishamya bhanu nandini karotu santatang janang kripakat taksha bhajanam bhavittadaiva sanchita trirupa karma nashanam bhavittadavra jendra sunu mandala praveshanam. Upon hearing this most astonishing prayer of mine being recited by a devotee, may Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini constantly make him the object of her most merciful sidelong glance. At that time, all his karmic reactions, whether mature, fructifying, or lying in seed, will be completely destroyed, and then he will gain entrance into the assembly of Nanda Nandan's eternal loving associates. Rakayang cha sitashtam yang dasam yang cha vishuddhadihi ekadashyang trayodashyang yatpatit sadaka sudhi yang yang kamayeti kamang tang tang prapnoti sadaka radha kripa katakshena bhakti syat prema lakshana. If a sadhaka with purified intelligence recites this stava with a fixed mind on the lunar days known as the full moon day, the bright ashtami, the dashami, the ekadashi, and the trayodashi, then each and every one of his desires will be fulfilled one by one, and by the merciful sidelong glance of Sri Radha, he will attain devotional service that has the special symptom of being imbued with pure ecstatic love of God. Guru Dagne Nabhi Dagne Hrid Dagne Kanta Dagnake Radha Kunda Jale Stidvaya Patid Sadaka Shatam Tasya Sarvartha Siddha Syad Vaksa Marthyo Tato Labhit Aishwaryam Chalabhit Sakshad Drusha Pashyati Radhikam. That sadhaka who recites this stava 100 times while standing in the waters of Sri Radha Kunda up to his thighs, navel, chest or neck will attain complete perfection in the five goals of human existence, namely dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and prema. He also will attain the power by which everything he says will come true. He becomes very powerful and opulent due to attaining transcendental majesty, and he gets to meet Sri Radhika face to face, seeing her even with his present eyes. Tena sa tatkshana deva tushtadate mahavaram yena pasyati netrabhyam tatpriyam shamasundaram. By such chanting of this prayer in Radha Kunda, Sri Radhika becomes so pleased that she instantly bestows a great benediction on the devotee, which is that he sees her beloved Shamasunda with his very own eyes. Nitya lila praveshaṃ ca dadāti hi vrajādhipaḥ atha parataraṃ prāpyaṃ vaiṣṇavānaṃ na viddhate. Then that Lord of Vrindavan grants the devotee entrance into his eternal pastimes. Genuine Vaishnavas hanker for nothing beyond this. Thus ends Sri Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraja, spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Now I'm going to read just in English the 8 verses composed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, known as Sri Swapna Vilasamrita. Radharani is talking to Krishna about a dream that she had, Radha's dream. So Mahavishnu's dream is the whole cosmic manifestation. So what's Radha's dream? Must be something even more amazing. Srimati Radharani said, "Beloved, in a dream I saw a river, sure like the Yamuna here. There were many expert dancers as in Vrindavan. There were mridangas and other instruments." There were mridangas in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Leela, not only in Gaur Leela. "There was a Brahmana jewel as splendid as lightning, who was tossing the universe into an ocean of pure love. Kadachit Krishneti Pralabhati." I'm not reading because there are no diacritical marks given. "Sometimes he," that Brahmana, who she saw, with a golden form, Gauranga, "sometimes he calls out, 'O Krishna,' and sometimes he sighs, 'O Radha, where are you?' Sometimes he falls to the ground, sometimes he acts wildly, losing all composure, and sometimes he dances ecstatically with his loving associates. He has made all the residents of this world, from the blades of grass up to Lord Brahma, loudly call out the name of Krishna. As I gazed at him, my intelligence became bewildered. If he is my lover, where am I? If he is I, where is my lover?" Because she's bewildered, because sometimes he's calling out for Krishna, so thinks, well, maybe it's me. And sometimes he's calling out for Radha and thinks, well, that must be Krishna. So what's going on? If he is my lover, where am I? If he is I, where is my lover? If he is my lover, where am I? As I slept, I became more and more bewildered. Sri Krishna said, "Priye, oh dear, oh inquisitive girl, when I showed you Narayana and my other forms, you were not surprised. Why does this Brahmana surprise you? Why does he bewilder you? So you say, 'Who is he?' After speaking these words to his beloved, the smiling lover, Krishna touched his Kaustubha jewel. The jewel, understanding the Lord's intent, glowed and then showed all the same pastimes and all the moving and non-moving entities she saw in her dream. Srimati Radharani reflected for a moment and said, "Beloved, I know what is in your heart now that makes you smile. You are he. What you have said and thought is now clear to me, and therefore I think I also am he." Making this Kaustubha jewel, which is so delightful to us, shine in this way, you have revealed yourself to all living entities. By your own transcendental potency you will appear, display your pastimes, teach everyone, and again plunge the world into the ocean of pure love. In the King of Raja's presence, that means Nanda Maharaj's presence, the learned Vedic scholar Garga Acharya said that you will appear with a yellow complexion. He did not lie. This dream of mine is true. It is not an illusion. In this dream I have directly seen you. If the bumblebee of the reader's mind drinks the nectar of this Swapnavilasamrita, then that intelligent reader will quickly awaken from the dream of materialistic doubt. Such a reader will attain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will sport in the ocean of pure love. He will attain the peerless mercy of the King of Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Radhashtami ki jai. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Hare Krishna.